Where are we in scale 1 to 10 on the God relationship, would you say? 1? Right? Okay. So under Ahab, we scored a big fat 1 on the relationship with God. They've turned completely away from him. This group, think of one relationship we haven't covered yet, and tell me where you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10 and why from your passage.
There's no respect for each other's property at all.
So. Okay. And where would you say?
Zero,
wouldn't it? So in that particular passage, Ahab basically winds up killing somebody because he wants his vineyard, yeah? And this happens in the real world all the time, either directly or indirectly through what we do. South Isle, you need to talk about either relationship with ourselves, how happy people are and how full of love they are, or with creation. And now that you've managed to find the passage, you haven't found the passage? Ahab. It's talking about Ahab's death, isn't it?
It's all about Ahab's death. It's all fairly unsavory, really. I mean, I don't know, what's the question?
So, on a relationship, let's think about Ahab. Okay. At the end of his life, yeah. Where do you think he is on that scale of 1 to 10, where in 10 he would be really flourishing and 1 he's in a bad place? It's a 1. He winds up dying in really rather nasty ways. And anybody's passages, this is a free-for-all for anyone, anybody's passage talks about the relationship with creation, what happens in the land? Something that Elijah says to Ahab. Drought. Great. There's a drought. So the relationship with creation is in a really bad way. Because they've gone against God, God shuts up the heavens. Yeah? And they have a massive drought. And I have a very practical example of that happening in southern Africa at the moment. So, under Ahab, absolute mess. And unfortunately, about 80 to 90% of the kings in Israel are bad kings. They do evil and they turn away. So we then get, there's about 5 good kings. And they're a bit of a mixture. We'll just go through this quite quickly. So King David's an interesting mixture. Sometimes we hold him up as a hero. He's a pretty flawed hero. The only real hero in the Bible is actually God. We don't need to put all these people on absolute pedestals. So some stuff he does right. 1 Samuel 17 is when he's chosen, and God says, I kind of like this guy's heart. He's warm towards me. So if we were going to say, and he leads God's people in a reasonable direction. So I'm just going to say, for the sake of argument, David's on about 5. He wants to follow God. He struggles a bit. And he sometimes flourishes, and sometimes he's in the middle of war, partly brought on by the things that he does. So we might give him a 5 there. We see a very mixed picture in terms of us. So the second passage where he blows it is Bathsheba. So he falls into lust with this lady who's married, and he sleeps with her, and then she gets pregnant. He gets worried about being found out. I mean, this could be a soap opera. It could be Game of Thrones. And so he arranges for her husband to be murdered. So he commits adultery and murder, and that actually has consequences in terms of war in the land. So I'd say maybe 4. And with creation, I can't remember, to be perfectly honest, but I think it's somewhere in the middle. So we don't get... He loves creation, but because there's war, that's not going to be good for creation. So let's just assume he's in the middle. If you have war, creation suffers. Yeah. So people flee from their fields, so things don't grow. So it's... Yeah.
With his arms, you know?
Yeah. So he's a mix. Yeah. So he murders and commits adultery, and he tries to love God. He's a really interesting mix. And so are all of us. We're all a bit of a mix. Yeah. We all kind of wander up and down on those scales, I would say. So the kings have been an interesting bunch. We've seen they can be absolutely appalling, or they can be okay, but not really that great. We need something better than that. So we need the kingdom with the king. And I'm going to skip that one in view of time. Anyway, we did have Ollie giving you 16 seconds about the coming film of the king. Who's this king going to be? We need a really good one. But at this stage in history, they don't know who that's going to be and what he's going to be like. And we're looking forward to the king himself. When the king arrives, walks around, he is the very center of history. All of history points towards him and goes from him. We're waiting for the king. And when he arrives, he announces the kingdom. He announces the restoration of those four key relationships. And this all happens through the cross. So 1 Colossians 20 that we heard said, through Jesus, God restored all things, all the relationships to be in a good place. So that we now have the possibility of a really close relationship with God, of Jesus Christ dwelling in our hearts, as it says in Ephesians 3. We have the possibility of restored relationship, whoever we are. I went to northern Kenya and met a guy from a Samburu tribesman. Totally different life experience. He was a cattle herder, probably no education, lived in a bent twig hut. But we had a connection. When we prayed, boom, we were together because we follow the same God, restored relationship. We can know that we are loved utterly unconditionally by the living God, by his grace, and we can have a restored relationship with creation. Christians around the world, along with other people of good values, are working very hard to look after creation. So when the real king comes, we have the possibility, through Jesus, of all those relationships being there. Now, that's fully going to happen at the end of time. Revelations chapter 21 gives a beautiful picture of that. But we, as followers of Jesus, as disciples, are kingdom bringers. And we are called to bring that kingdom in our every area of our life. So Pat is going to be doing some kingdom bringing this afternoon by encouraging you to enjoy God's creation and therefore look after it. When we do the senior lunches, we are building relationship in our community with people who really appreciate the friendship that happens. We spend time thinking about the fact that we're forgiven during a church service and that we have a restored relationship with God. Okay?